Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 9th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk's Grok chatbot published several anti-Semitic posts yesterday. Grok is the flagship chatbot behind Musk's artificial intelligence company, xAI. In a series of viral posts on X, Grok called itself Mecha Hitler. It also suggested an account was run by a person named Cindy Steinberg and that she was celebrating the death of dozens of children who went missing at Camp Mystic in Texas because of her last name. Several of the posts have since been deleted. xAI said it's working to remove the inappropriate posts and that it has taken action to ban hate speech before Grok posts on X. Elsewhere, Apple's chief operating officer, Jeff Williams, will step down from his role. After roughly a decade in the role, Williams will be replaced later this month by Sabi Khan. Khan is a key architect of the company's supply chain and current senior vice president of operations. The company said the moves were part of a long-planned succession. One of Khan's primary tasks will be further diversifying Apple's production away from China to other Asian countries, including India. Williams will continue to oversee Apple's design team, the Apple Watch, and the company's health initiatives until he retires later this year. The design group will then report directly to CEO Tim Cook. And Meta Platforms bought a minority stake in EssilorLuxottica, the maker of Ray-Ban glasses. Bernstein analysts say in a research note that the smart glasses opportunity will be large and that EssilorLuxottica will likely benefit given its production and manufacturing expertise. But they added that smart glasses may one day be sold in place of traditional glasses, which would impact the French company's core business. Before we go, don't forget we're on a new schedule starting this week. We'll have another Tech Minute for you this afternoon with full TNB episodes in the feed early on Tuesdays and Fridays.